The U.S. Army is looking to give its helicopters a significant reboot. It launched an initiative over a decade ago asking aircraft manufacturers to create prototypes for next-generation helicopters with increased speed and range. Now, some of those choppers are close to liftoff. From IEEE Spectrum, Ari Daniel reports.
There's the Black Hawk, the Apache, and the Chinook, all Army helicopters that, over the last several decades, have gone through a series of upgrades. But performance improvements haven't changed their fundamental capabilities.
If you had an aircraft that could fly up to 150 knots, you won't be able to upgrade it to flying to 250 knots.
Farhan Gandhi is an aerospace engineer at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. The limitation is a physical one. Push a conventional copter through the air faster than 195 miles per hour or so, and the rotors, those spinning blades up top, struggle to provide enough lift.
So the Army started asking about what next. And of course, there is always the interest in more range, more speed, because that really translates to lives.
In 2009, the Army launched its Future Vertical Lift Initiative to encourage companies to prototype next-gen rotorcraft. More than a decade later, there are a couple future long-range assault aircraft contenders at the testing stage. First up is the Defiant X, created by Sikorsky and Boeing. Bill Fell is an experimental test pilot with Sikorsky.
There's two rotors on this aircraft, one on top of the other, that turn in opposite directions.
Each rotor gives lift on its advancing side. The rotorcraft, built using this coaxial design, allow rapid acceleration and deceleration and are quite maneuverable.
You get this crisp, fast response that doesn't feel like any other helicopter. Flying in and amongst the trees and the obstacles, and honestly, like, I love it.
Plus, it's speedy. Here's Fell aboard a test flight.
Roger, over 200, just the beginning here. This thing's got a lot more in it.
Then there's the team from Bell and Lockheed Martin working on the V-280 Valor. Think helicopter body with a wing across the top that's got a rotor attached to either side. On liftoff, those rotors spin just like a regular helicopter's. But then, once in flight, you tilt the rotors forward so they become propellers, with that wing providing the lift. Paul Wilson is a program manager at Bell.
So you get the benefits of being able to fly like a helicopter and then essentially transform the aircraft to fly forward like a turboprop aircraft very quietly, very efficiently, very smoothly. It's a good, comfortable ride.
The Marine Corps' Osprey aircraft, which is currently in use, also relies on a tilt rotor design. But both its rotors and engines rotate. With the Valor, it's just the rotors.
The reasons we did that, the troops get in and out the sides of the aircraft. We wanted to make sure that there wasn't an engine essentially in the way there, and also putting hot engine exhaust in that area.
The Valor has reached sustained flight speeds above 345 miles per hour. The Defiant X, 243, still a bit shy of the 265 the Army's asking for. Rensselaer's Farhan Gandhi.
Both of them will work very well.
So if you were on the selection committee, Do you have a rotorcraft that you would select as being at the front of the pack?
I will absolutely take the Fifth Amendment on that.
But, says Gandhi, if you want to go really fast, upwards of 350 miles per hour, say.
The tilt rotor might be a superior choice.
But he says the Defiant X's coaxial approach tends to get you a better hovering efficiency.
That means that you are able to hover while consuming less power. But it depends on the mission, right?
For the Army, these missions will involve combat and war. And once they're used domestically, there will be humanitarian missions too, for medevac, search and rescue, disaster relief. But for these companies, the mission right now is to make these new rotorcraft fast. For Here and Now, I'm Ari Daniel.